Don't worry about it.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up?
Welcome. Breaking news.
Yeah.
I think I'm going on Accutane next month.
Oh, yeah. We've been on a dermatological journey with Cotty.
Yeah, my face.
And you just saw somebody yesterday, another person?
Yes.
How did you like them? Dr. Lancer?
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely know what Accutane is, but she doesn't. So can you explain it so that she...
Exactly. Wait, have you been on it?
I've no.
Wait, what do you mean? Why does Sandra not know?
Just explain it so she can find out, because I definitely know what it is.
Wait, why?
Why Sandra?
I don't know what it is. I was
you don't
joking.
Know what Accutane
is? I have no
is?
Idea. I was
really?
Joking. I was like, I didn't want to be embarrassed and say that I don't know what it is.
I was like, wait,
fine. I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it is.
Asking for a friend.
You don't know what Accutane is?
I don't. Is that like AccuView?
Nope, it's not like contact lenses.
No. The one that Adam Levine used to do?
It's like a pill that nukes your body.
Okay.
And you don't have pimples anymore.
Oh my God.
I'm 43 and I'm still getting... Well, he said I have nodular acne.
Okay, give me the rundown. So you went to a new derm yesterday. This is like your third or fourth in the last few months.
I'm making my rounds. His name's Dr. Lancer. Ew, we're Googling nodular acne. A severe form of inflammatory acne characterized by large, painful, and deep-seated nodules under the
skin.
Isn't
that just like cystic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you go to so many dermatologists? Are they...
Because I'm a hopeless romantic for my skin.
Understandable.
And
I want nine opinions.
I get that.
So... this guy's pretty old and experienced. Not mm-hmm. pretty old, but he's definitely on the older end of experience.
Mm-hmm.
So his office is on Rodeo Drive, and I pulled up this morning and I was like, oh, this is going to be a lot of money.
Oh, you went today?
Because okay, cool. He's excited. On Rodeo Drive and he has his own umbrella, shall we say.
Oh.
Awning.
Valet.
With his name on it. Awning.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So it's like Louis Vuitton, Giorgio Armani.
Like
Lancer skincare.
Like metal letters.
You know how like they all have awnings? And
yeah.
It's like
but
Louis
wait,
Vuitton.
he's like street front? Like,
oh, yeah. He's street front.
That always
Rodeo.
Like, confuses me when somebody's like on the street level.
That's how you know.
That's how you know.
No.
Because if they're not paying rent to a building, they own
that.
Their shop.
Yeah. Oh, look at him. No, it's you guys.
Oh, look, click on
it
that.
It just freaks me out. It's too like, what are you trying to do? Like, why are you?
Oh, that's the back.
Why are you street? Like, I don't know. I want to be. Am I wrong?
No, he's. If you're medical, go in and you go up to the third floor, but he definitely like that's his street front. It's on Rodeo, and then you go up and he's got all these pictures.
Okay, as
in
long
the
as
lobby.
You're not like walking in from the street.
Oh
like,
God, no.
That's what I don't like about Tia.
No.
Like Next Health, like where it's like in a mall. Yeah, I get that.
No, it's not like that.
But you like
weird.
Him?
It seems weird.
He is very, he's gangster. He's very knowledgeable. And,
all right, tell us what he told you.
So he
Cut
told
to the
me,
chase.
I showed up with zero makeup on. And he looked at me and he's like, what do you do for a living? And I was like, that's pretty gangster. Because as far as you know, I could be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
And then he's like.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Okay.
But like, why would you ask someone that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like he's trying to be like, how hard do I need to work on this game?
Yeah. He's like, are you here for?
Like, if you're a stay-at-home mom, he's like, I don't give a fuck.
No, not at all. But it was a weird question to me because I feel like women, you typically don't ask a woman what they do for a living. Am I crazy?
No, not crazy.
Because it's not assumed that all of us work.
No. It's interesting to think about because I reflect on that and I do get asked that question.
Do you get asked a lot? Because I never get asked.
I do. I would say 40 to 50% of the time if I meet somebody new. Yeah, because clearly I'm like really dynamic and you know, seem like
no
super
one asks
smart,
me.
Have a lot going on. People are
no
just
one.
Curious.
Well,
what I could.
That I do agree that is a badass move. He's like, I want to know where you spend your day. And that's how I'm going to
I mean, it was just, it was not thing. Because like I go to events with Mike, I do stuff. No one ever asks me if I work, what do I do?
That's
like,
interesting. No, that's
they never.
Let's go into that later because I actually have a lot of thoughts on that particular topic.
Yeah.
Of
It's an interesting
thing to think about because if it's men asking you, if it's women asking you, whatever. Let's get into that later.
Anyway,
so he
looked at my skin. He's like, how long has this been happening? I was like, ugh, it flared up over the last few months. He's like, have you always been tackling these problems? Like, have you ever had like your dream skin for a year plus? And I was like, no. He was like, okay. He pretty much explained, he's like, two things, like testosterone is the main driver behind acne. mm-hmm. like any kind of acne. Mm-hmm. People put you on a birth control pill because estrogen will counterblock it.
Mm-hmm.
Yada, yada, yada. He's like, if you want to get rid of this forever, it's Accutane. Low dosing Accutane for like 8 months.
He's like, have you seen the movie Face Off?
Yeah.
It's just like that. I have a machine out back. You should come. Bring me another face. I can get it done next week.
Bring me another face.
You're the first, but this is the first doctor who's told you this.
Yeah.
And he it's goes, not and I was that like, crazy. I knew this is where, this is where crazy. You were headed.
You know what? I was like, he's like, listen, there's a lot of things you can take.
Okay.
I can put you on doxycycline. The problem is it's going to work. It'll clear up your skin.
Okay.
He's like, it'll likely come back.
Yeah. I told
you're going to become,
I don't think the doxycycline works.
He's like, you're going to come like. Not immune to it, but you know what I mean?
The doxycycline is a form of antibiotic and the Accutane is not, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's because of it. Like, same, I was on doxycycline too, but you can't use it that often.
No.
Like,
it stops working?
Yeah, it stops working. Yeah.
And it fucks with your thyroid, I think.
I mean, what doesn't?
Ugh, no, God. The appearance of your thyroid turns into like a juicy old liver.
Ugh. Just imagining just like
okay so
just like a
so
plate of thyroid
is there like a spectrum of dosing for Accutane?
I believe so anyway, they took blood work today.
Okay.
He's gonna put me on something.
What are the
month.
Main markers that they want, like they're looking at your liver and your kidneys?
I didn't ask that question.
I feel like that's have. You have yeah those any kind main, of medication yeah
those, I was like well
it's,
listen
it's strong they tell you not to drink
yeah
but I told him I was like listen I drink
yeah.
So I don't know if I'm a good candidate for this. He's like, how much are you drinking? And I was like, well.
Yeah.
I was like, I have like a cocktail every night. He's like, are you drinking a liter of vodka every other day? And I was like, no.
Half.
He's like, I'm like half. He was like, okay. He's like, just moderation.
Great.
He's like, you can drink.
Great.
He's like, listen, there's a lot of bad stereotypes that follow Accutane. It's, you know, he's like, you just can't get pregnant. Like, that's the one thing. You cannot get pregnant. You know,
because the baby will have a small head or something. Is that what you were telling me?
I don't. Yeah, something.
Anyway,
happens.
Whatever.
I don't know.
That's not your problem.
I was like, not my problem.
Okay,
yeah. Not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So were you approved? Are you on it? Are you going to
no,
get
so
on?
They
it?
Took no. blood work
they
today.
They gotta like look at the blood work.
Got it.
But it's gangster. They do the blood work, then they submit it, and then once you're approved, then they call it into the pharmacy. But once the pharmacy fills it, you have 7 days. If you don't pick it up in those 7 days, you have to start the whole process over, get blood work again.
Why?
Because I don't think they want to be on the liability that you get pregnant in between or something like that.
And
that makes sense.
Oh, you've designed something saying you're not pregnant. Okay, but then how often are they checking your blood work while you're on it?
Once a month.
Wow.
Mm.
And then what? How long would you stay on it? Did he say that?
8 months.
And are you? Would you be low? Maybe
he doesn't
like,
believe in nuke blasting people with 4 months at a high dose.
That's probably that's
better.
Awesome.
Yeah. He was that's like, better. I don't. That's not my.
Okay, and he was like, you can totally still drink on it.
Yep.
Like as long as you're not drinking a liter.
He told me not to drink champagne.
No, he did not.
Swear to God.
Why?
He's like this. He's like, you could have like this much champagne. He's like, it triggers this.
Shut up.
Why?
Caffeine.
Why are we drinking this? Oh my God. I feel sabotaged.
Wait, why? Wait, why? Because there's other people say like it has the least amount of sugar, champagne.
Well, I always think of champagne as like the water of alcohol where like they're like, you can't drink, but I'm like, I can drink champagne.
Totally. It's exempt.
It comes from fruit.
It's not.
So it's
on the
pyramid. And
it has the least amount of sugar, shockingly.
Yes.
And
it doesn't get you drunk. Doesn't
it's
get you tipsy.
Totally like, not considered alcohol.
That feels like the last one I would expect.
Why?
For you not allowed to be drinking.
Champagne is made by fermented grapes adding yeast. Oh, it's the yeast too.
Well,
yeast triggers.
Everything has yeast.
Nodular.
But more than wine?
He said there's a huge difference between eating a piece of grapefruit and drinking grapefruit juice. The juice is really bad for you sugar-wise.
Okay, fine. But what's the difference between... Did he tell you not to drink wine either?
I don't know. I wasn't in an AA class. I was like...
I'm just curious. Yeah. If he was specifically like, no champagne, then why wouldn't all the other grape-related...
I didn't tell him. I was like... He was like... I didn't seem like he was a big drinker. But I was like, he's like a little champagne. He's like, that will trigger this.
Okay.
You know, he's like,
no more keggers.
I mean, I believe him, but I've
like
never
sugars.
Heard.
Like
sugars? Never heard.
I've never heard that. Like, that's the one thing you can't have.
Halston, can we Google is alcohol?
Champagne?
Is alcohol?
No, champagne.
Okay. Is champagne
triggering for nodular acne.
No.
What?
Champagne on Accutane. On Accutane.
Champagne on Accutane.
Oh, he didn't say on Accutane.
Oh, just in general?
No, in general.
Guys, I'm going to stop drinking champagne. This is my last glass of champagne
Google
ever.
Google what alcohol triggers acne the most.
There were so many things that just came up.
It's not vodka
mixed
sodas because
sugary wines can trigger acne.
That's all the gays drink, and there's no acne in the gay community. So
here we go.
Zero.
Well, what did you just say? There's no acne.
No, I was like, it's not vodka sodas because there's no acne in the gay community.
No, and he was like,
vodka sodas are very clean. But sometimes I'm like, I feel like I'm drinking like ethanol.
I mean, whatever gets you there.
This is because they can cause
sugary wines, but alcohol, but maybe he doesn't understand alcohol because champagne's not that sugary. Okay, fine.
Well, I want to go to this guy because my dermatologist, he's great.
Who is he?
His name is Dr. Will Kirby.
Okay.
He won season 2 of Big Brother. He's currently on Deal or No Deal Island. And
okay.
He's a doctor.
He's a doctor. Okay. He was Dr. 90210. He had that show on E.
Okay.
And so
I know this guy.
Yeah.
Ryan.
So I went to him.
He's wearing makeup.
Oh yeah. No, that's just his face.
Okay.
So I went to him with like a bunch of skin problems because I have eczema and acne. And I went in and I was like, give me the pill. And he was like, You want to know what you do? Stop taking hot showers. And he was like, that will make everything go away. So for a week, I took freezing cold showers and it all went away.
Shut the fuck up.
Swear to God. It was not my lifestyle. I stopped and it all came back because I was like, it was good for the week up to my wedding, but not like to do every day. But yeah, cold showers.
Oh, it says cold showers may help improve acne to some extent. Cold water constricts blood vessels, reduces inflammation and redness associated with acne.
It might be more eczema than
it's temporary acne. Though.
Yeah, it's very temporary.
Yeah. Who can take cold showers the rest of their life?
Yeah, I wasn't going to take cold showers the rest of my life. I was like, I need, well, because I went
leading up to a big event.
Yeah, I went being like, I need the thing that will clear up my skin in 7 days. And he was like,
what was wrong
I cannot
with your
prescribe
skin?
You just acne and eczema. That's pretty much it. And like, I wasn't going to wear makeup. I wasn't going to like, you know, cover up.
I love
up
that
any
that's where you draw like, the line. You're like, I was going to wear makeup.
So fascinating. I mean,
so yeah, and he was like, I can't prescribe you anything that'll get rid of it in 7 days if you want it to go away for 7 days. Take cold showers.
It says it balances oil production.
It does.
That would be the longer term because the pore tightening and the constriction of blood vessels is so, I mean, the minute you're like warm again.
The last skincare people I went to, they told me to ice morning and night.
Interesting.
That's pretty good.
All right. So
I want to know how this goes. I'm very
curious. Yeah, I'm very interested.
I hope so.
So, okay. So we're getting your blood work back. If all goes as planned, you're going to pull the trigger?
Yeah.
And just continue drinking as normal?
No, I won't continue drinking as normal. I'm definitely going to scale back. I'm a little freaked out, even though I've gotten the green light to, you know.
Let's Google what happens if you drink alcohol on Accutane.
Oh, fun.
I don't believe any of that. I feel like you can just...
It's strictly prohibited.
Maybe this guy knows nothing about alcohol. God. It's not just prohibited. It's strictly prohibited.
Life-threatening. Halston just highlighted it's life-threatening.
Not, it's not, we recommend you don't do this. Halston it's just strictly prohibited. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh, pink.
No, go to Reddit.
First you give me champagne, then you try to kill. Oh my God.
It is crucial to avoid all alcohol consumption.
Yeah,
while
like legit.
This
like, I mean, my nephews were like, I mean, they are not big drinkers, but they were like, yeah, I can't drink anything.
Maybe this is why no
okay,
one.
Okay, there you go. Is it okay to drink sometimes?
Triglycerides.
High triglycerides can lead to pancreatitis, and the risk is greatly increased when combined. What?
That's triglycerides. That's cholesterol.
I don't know, like redness or tenderness of the
rapid
abdomen.
Heart rate. Just you love that. You love rapid heart rate.
Maybe this is why no one has prescribed it yet. Because they looked at you and they were like, ooh, this girl can't do this.
They're like, no.
Fuck.
Maybe it'll give you a reason to be sober.
Maybe I should
Eight
go
months.
Sober. Could you imagine going sober?
No, absolutely not.
What's the longest? Wait, I thought she said you don't drink. When
no,
we
I
came
didn't.
In here.
Who said that?
I guess I heard it.
I turn a little red, but I don't
I
not
guess
drink.
I heard it.
He has side effects, but he powers through.
Okay, wait, segue, like non sequitur, actually, because I saw this today. on Instagram. This guy, has anyone seen this? This guy in a Cybertruck goes to a graveyard. Just like for a moody ride, right? And you know, it has all those sensors and like on the screen, it shows like people walking all around, but there's nobody there.
Oh, I've seen this, but I never clicked play. I just kept going.
I hate that.
Wait, do you want me to send, I'll send it to you, Austin. You guys, it's crazy. Like it's so. It's really interesting.
I'm very like a realist. I love science. I hate, like, I don't believe in anything like mystical or anything like that. But the one thing I do believe is ghosts. 100%. Yeah. 100%.
Austin, should I send it to your, should I send it to your, no, that's not it. Should I send it to your,
well, do you guys want to try this one night and we'll record it?
Huh?
Yes.
Do you guys want to try it one night and we'll record it?
Who has, what do you mean? Like in your Tesla?
Yeah.
Yes, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll set up a GoPro with
our phone. Are we going to? Can we drive into one?
Yeah, of course you can. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Can you? Yeah, totally.
I mean, I don't know. You guys can try it.
Yeah, 100%.
This is it.
Fuck.
I don't believe they're naturally like malevolent.
You guys, look.
A man who was
Is this the one? This isn't the Cybertruck one. I just sent you
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's scary enough that those figures show up when there are actually people, let alone when you're alone in a graveyard. My God.
Totally. That's so weird. I'm like, where did you come from?
I know. It's like,
but wait, like, yeah, it's like wigging out. Like it was like the people, there was like two and then three and then four. I just sent Halston the one I saw, but I was like, wow, that is.
Yeah. I believe in ghosts.
Visiting a cemetery in a Cybertruck.
Yeah.
A few years ago, the woman who lived in the apartment above me was murdered by her husband.
Is that all?
And I think, and so for like the 3 or 4 months after she was murdered, I like felt her spirit in my apartment. And that's when I was like, okay, I believe in ghosts.
Oh my God.
What do you mean you felt her spirit?
Like my cat would
look,
like.
Just look at this. There's nobody there. So,
and it's.
So sorry that you can't see this, but.
Oh no, it's fine.
It's. I'm going to send it to you. Look.
Oh, he's by the door.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
And again, this is. Say what you will about Tesla. That's science.
That is science.
That is science.
Oh my God. There's a few. How do we know? Here we go.
That someone didn't just make this video?
No, that someone didn't go, hey guys, I'm going to record my screen. Everyone get out and walk around the car.
I mean, you don't, but I mean, it looks like nobody's there. And it shows only one person in the seatbelt.
Well, this is why
we have to try it. Yeah, exactly, because the rest of them are circling the car.
This is why we have to try it.
Which, why what?
Yeah, this is why we have to try it.
Yeah, we should try
100%.
It. Yeah, 100%. Really
100%.
We really owe it to the world to like debunk or like confirm.
I don't think ghosts are naturally malevolent. I think they're just like a little lost and confused. So like, they don't scare me.
Yeah.
So like, I don't think like they're trying
But there's energy moving around. I agree. No, I agree.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that. Don't want to be left alone with one.
Right. You when the woman.
Not really.
You don't when the woman who lived above me was murdered by her husband and I felt her spirit in my apartment for like 4 months. The first month I was like, oh God, like there's a ghost in my apartment. By month 3, I'm like, bitch, what do you want?
You're like,
hey, baby,
time
is that
to move
you?
On. I'm like, time to move on.
Old fashioned?
Like, come on. I know.
Wrong apartment.
Mezcal Negroni?
I was like, did you drink alcohol and Accutane? Like, is that how you got here? Like, come on. So, yeah.
And by the way, your skin looks great.
That's exactly the reason she's there. That's what puts you in a pretty
state. Did you drink alcohol on Accutane?
On Accutane, was it? Did you drink champagne?
Just this much.
So, yeah. I thoroughly believe in ghosts, but I think they're just like hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, until you're left alone. It's all fun and games.
We'll try this all on the same night.
What do you think's going to happen if you're left alone with one?
Yeah. I don't know, but I don't want to find out. I just don't want to be alone with a fucking ghost. Period. End.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. I'm really excited for your journey.
I don't know if I'm going on this journey anymore. Now I feel like I'm like trapped.
I feel you owe it to try it. Yeah. Even if it's like not drinking for a week.
Even if it means sacrificing your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Because how long would it take for you to start to see results?
2 months.
Ooh.
Like 2 weeks. Oof. But if you held out that long, it might be enough to motivate you to like get through. Because then you'd never really, you're supposed to not ever have to do it again. And you just go on a bender after 8 months.
That's true.
I'll be like, hello, everybody. I'm not wearing any makeup.
Wait, so then they approve you. Explain the process. They approve you. You get a shot?
No, you take a pill.
Oh,
just one pill?
Every day you take a pill.
And you know what the back of the pill says?
That'd be great.
You know what the back of the foil of the pill has?
No champagne.
The silhouette of a pregnant woman with a huge X through it.
Oh.
Every single pill.
Wait, but why? Because the baby, it has a small head.
You're thinking of Zika, I think. No, I don't know what happens.
Halston?
We'll try that out on Tesla Day 2.
Yeah. What happens if you get pregnant on Accutane? Maybe the baby just has just birth defects.
So you take it every day for how long?
8 months.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Abnormalities of the face, eyes, ears, skull, central. Okay. Well, okay.
Wait, but is
the
it
the thymus
your,
and
is
the
per- abnormalities to your skull or abnormalities
no,
of
a baby?
Skull?
Wow.
Mm.
But then that makes
have...
you go. It is. It's like nuclear. It's like
nuclear.
Cardiovascular system, thymus, and parathyroid.
Oh my God. Cases of IQ scores less than 85 with or without abnormal.
What's a normal IQ score?
105. 116. I don't know.
Does anyone really
like,
know that?
I haven't. I'm
like. Do you really know? Like, do you think those tests are right? Like, do we really know our IQ?
I have an IQ score way less than 85, and my mom was not on Accutane, so.
You do? How do you know?
Oh, I don't know.
No, look, I was totally right. 90 to 109.
So.
I was totally right. 106.
So. I've never done it before.
I've done it on Instagram.
13 to 16 of 100, 70 and 105.
Slightly higher is 105. That's what I am.
Wait.
Have you done Ted and Lolly yet?
They're geniuses.
How is 17 to 19 higher than 20 to 24?
That would be the
say?
First thing I did.
The what?
Ted and Lolly have had it done.
Oh, wait, did they go to the thing?
No.
Why?
Because it hasn't happened.
Oh, I thought it was Monday.
Pushed.
Why?
Because I rescheduled it.
Till when?
I don't know yet.
What?
I haven't rescheduled it yet.
You need to do it. You were so excited about it.
I will. You guys just let me enjoy my last day of champagne. Jesus Christ.
Last day? You've got at least a week or two.
Wait, did you really? Are they really geniuses?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Is there a quick IQ test we can take?
Oh my God. This is like the one Trump took. He's like alpha, beta, sigma. Alpha, beta, sigma. See?
Oh my gosh. Did you see, and this might have been like clickbait, but that Elon Musk and Trump are trying to get rid of Social Security? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I don't really know what that means though.
Well, they're like, you don't...
It looks like he doesn't either.
I'm not surprised.
And you know what else I think is messed up? What I was just talking to Duran about, also just like a total, another random thought. How messed up do you think... Oh, there's 10 questions. Wait, I want to take it. So hold on one sec, Halston.
Which answer expresses...
How messed up is it if like your mom or dad or like aunt or grandma or whatever dies and they leave you like a big chunk of money that they've already paid taxes on? The fact that you have to pay taxes on that money again... If unless you like, you know, loophole it and like put your name on something prior to, how messed up is that? Don't you think
that's why you put it in a trust and then you don't pay taxes on it.
There's still some taxes to be paid within a trust.
Nope.
Yeah, there is.
Like TikTok told me that.
Really?
Yeah, that's why you put everything in a trust.
But you still have to pay some taxes, just less.
Maybe the processing fee.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's so minimal. Mm-hmm. Everything I own or everything Mike and I have is in a trust.
But I do agree.
In case we die. We did it when we did our will.
It is unfortunate for the significantly less educated about these things. Who would never think in a million years, I have to put this
You'll
in a
end
trust.
Up paying-
funds received from a trust are subject to different taxation rules than funds from ordinary investments accounts. Trust beneficiaries must pay taxes on income and other distributions from a trust. So maybe it's income
trust
that it's
beneficiaries
that it's
don't have to pay taxes on principals from the trust's assets.
That's yeah. So if it was earning money, then, yes. But that's okay with me because that money probably hadn't already been taxed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Fine. Okay.
But again, you would have to know to put it in a trust, which
a lot of people don't know.
Which is unfortunate. But
do you have your shit in a trust?
But still, I mean, I have to ask my dad, and it's I'm not so. I mean, I don't. I mean. Probably
my
some.
Dad is a good person to talk to because he deals with this. He's a lawyer. So like he.
But like inheritance tax like is high. So you're saying you don't want any of that just like in a normal account. You want all of that, what you're going to inherit in a trust prior to that person dying.
I believe so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, my parents aren't leaving me anything. So they're leaving me a coconut tree back in the Philippines. So.
Oh, amazing.
You know where it is?
I love like coconuts. Okay, wait. Which answer expresses the meaning of the specific word best? Reassuring, compassionate, comforting, explanatory, meddlesome. Comforting? Okay.
Is it giving you live results or is it
just... No. Yeah, it will. Which number logically follows the series? 4, 6, so 2, 3, minus 3, plus...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
8.
Ryan would ace this, I feel like.
Minus...
Wait, 4 to 6.
Plus 8, minus 8. Yeah, 4 to 6, 2, 3, 3, 2... 3, 3, 8, 8. I have no idea.
No.
Hold on, let me guess. Are you right? Are you right, Halston?
Which of the figures in the bottom row should logically be in the spot of the question mark in the top row? Oh, fuck this shit.
Wait. How long do I have to take this test?
You're like one of those kids who needs extra time.
1, 2, 3, 2, 1. Okay. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. I give up. Do you want to keep going, Cuddy? See if we can ace it together.
Hold on. Oh! It's number... Hold on.
It's 5. Two hearts, two plus, and 5?
It's number 2.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Okay. We're gonna
None of the stamp collectors is an architect. All of the drones are stamp collectors.
Wait, none of the stamp collectors is an architect.
Which conclusion follows the statement?
Oh, forgot that part.
Okay. With absolute certainty. None of the stamp collectors is an architect. All the drones are stamp collectors.
That means none of the stamp collectors are architects.
Yes. Yeah.
And all of the drones are stamp collectors.
Yeah. So none of the drones are architects.
All stamp collectors are architects.
No, architects are not drones. No stamp collector is an architect. All of the drones are stamp collectors.
No stamp collectors are drones. Some drones are architects.
Hold on. None of the stamp collectors.
This is really
are architects.
I'm into this, but I'm
definitely... All the drones are stamp collectors. So that means
there's no.
None of the drones are architects.
Correct.
Okay.
Architects are not drones.
Yes.
Okay.
What does the resulting cube look like if you fold this cube together? The fuck does that mean?
Like that.
Oh, 7, 4 on the back,
yeah,
1 on the sides.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
What is the correct answer to the following question? Tom has a new set of golf clubs. Fuck you, Tom. Using a club 8, the ball travels an average distance of 100 meters. Using a club 7, the ball travels an average distance of 108 meters. Using a club 6, the ball travels an average distance of 114 meters. How far will the ball go if Tom uses a club 5?
So 8 is 100.
So, yeah.
7
so
is 100.
Plus
and
8. Plus... 6.
Plus 7. No, it's plus 8 plus 6. 6. So then it'd be plus 4 for the next one.
Yeah. 118.
Plus 2 for the next one.
If we fail this, we only have 10.
So it should be 120. I think you got it. It's 120.
I thought it was 118.
Oh, wait. Number... So because you started with number 8. 8, 7, 6, 5. Yeah.
Which answer expresses the meaning opposite of the specified word best? Tough.
Tender.
Hold on.
What are the options?
Yeah. Tender,
cowardly.
Tender. These are easy for me.
Strong.
The word
tender,
stuff
or
is
masculine.
Easy for me. Which word can logically replace the question mark? Water is to a pipe as question mark is to a wire.
Electricity.
Electricity.
Damn. Which of the meaning is the best fitting for the specific word? Displeasure.
Me in college. Am I right, ladies?
Injustice? Complaint?
Compliant.
No, complaint.
Complaint.
Feudal, sin, or discord? Displeasure.
Discord? No, sin, feudal. Which I don't know what futile means.
It's like resistance is futile. Like,
what? Resistance?
No. When someone says like resistance is futile, it's like it's worthless. It's like not worth doing.
Oh.
Would be discord? Displeasure? No? Yeah.
No, tell me what discord.
Know,
wait,
which of the fault with the below figures can be composed from the loose parts?
Oh, this is easy.
What? Tetris, baby. Is it 1? No.
It's 3.
Or is it the last one? Look at the last one.
Oh, it's the last one. It's the last one. It's the last one.
Okay. Oh God. Now, oh God. Okay. Let's you can put your lines. Info in, Halston. Okay.
I am female. My age is 43.
Does it like weight it?
I don't. That's what I was going to say. No.
I am from the United States, and my education level is a
college.
Why does it say college and then university?
Maybe that's grad.
Mm. Yeah. Test results. Okay.
Wait. Your answer. You didn't answer 10 out of 10. Oh, we answered 9 of 10 correctly.
Look at that.
Yeah.
What was the one that was wrong?
IQ score 125. Let's go down. Let's see. Does it show us which one? Okay, that's correct.
Why didn't
go down.
We get into Ivy League?
I know. Seriously.
Did you?
Correct. No, wait, is this one not correct? Hold on. Go up. Is that the one that's not correct? Correct. Okay, down. Look at him. He's like, correct.
Oh, and everyone's like, Cody.
Wait, you guys were wrong on this.
Which one?
Wait, go up. Go up. Were they right on that one?
Yeah.
We were right.
Incorrect. Oh, Discord. I got it wrong. It was me.
Which one was it?
Fucked us. Which one?
Complaint. Displeasure. Complaint.
Oh.
Yeah. Complaint. I guess so. That one was hard.
Is that? That's not compliant. I know. I don't
no, it's
know
not
why.
Compliant.
Well, we're smart. Okay.
Yeah.
Between the three
nine
of us.
Nine out of ten.
Between the
nine
three of us.
I couldn't even see the screen.
We're a package deal. We're getting in.
I know. I love it. I love it.
So what was Einstein's IQ?
Like.
Probably close to ours. Hi.
Halston, what was Einstein's IQ?
He would not know the meaning of displeasure, so.
Oh, show off.
Discord mean?
Discord?
Isn't it just like chaos?
That's what I was thinking, like chaos.
So I wasn't that wrong.
No.
Okay.
Displeasure, though. You make a complaint when you are
displeased. I feel like a bunch of displeased people form a Discord. So you're just missing
so
the middle
much.
Step, of course.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Yeah, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next thing to talk about. Has anybody seen Baby Girl?
Yes.
Who the fuck are these people?
Can you please?
Have you seen it?
Last night.
So,
I'm still like a bit.
Oh, I was
still. Nicole Kidman.
I'm still a bit like, I wouldn't say traumatized, well, but like, I mean, like, I'm like. It's darker and more nuanced than I thought.
Yes. They have sex.
A lot of sex.
But it's like not like romantic.
No, but it's I've like, been into him. Did you see the End of the World thing with Clive Owen and him on Hulu?
No.
And that girl.
Oh, that I missed it. No.
Oh, he was so hot in that. Do you think he's hot?
Oh, extremely.
Okay.
I know him best from Triangle of Sadness.
With Woody Harrelson?
Yes.
Who was he in that?
He was the star. He was the lead
Wait,
guy.
I was watching that.
I thought Woody Harrelson was.
No, he's very much only in one act.
Oh my God. Well, then I need to see it because I'm in love with him.
This is my thing about Baby Girl, which is probably different than your
review.
Tell me,
I need emotional support.
As a gay man.
Yes.
So the idea is that Nicole Kidman is this like high level executive, very professional.
Yeah.
And she meets this intern who like brings her into this world of like sub-dom sex stuff.
But like, what weirded me out, it was like, he wasn't necessarily into that. He just thought that's what she wanted.
Yeah, so he like did it. So our thought was like, the stuff that he does with her, that's like a Tuesday night for us.
Yeah. Oh, really?
When you say like, us, you're referring to?
Like, gay people.
Really?
There's a scene where he like, spoiler alert.
Are all of you
a scene
like
where
that?
He, like,
sexually deviant?
No. Wait. It's not like, there's a scene where he like, it's like one of the more aggressive scenes is he like fingers her for like 5 minutes. And it's like, okay, like,
yeah,
that was yesterday. You know what I mean? Like,
but it's the cerebral psychological part of him treating her like a dog.
I'm not in this experience, but I know a lot of people who are.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh yeah, that's just, you know, that's just Jack and Peter.
Ew, she's drinking milk. He made her drink milk
out of a saucer.
Well, and when he ordered her the milk at the bar.
So
well,
one so of the, like, that's actually one of my favorite scenes.
Like, she's like a I'm so messed up. I'm so messed up. This is like, I didn't need her like with the porn at the beginning scene. Yeah. I'm like, that's like a bit much, but I thought it was really hot. Like, I don't necessarily like fantasize about those types of situations, but I was like, I would fully like be turned on.
Yeah.
And I thought they didn't like make it so kinky where it was like hard to relate to.
That's why I was like,
well, for you, you're saying your entire like,
I know people in this experience. And
no, but
so,
like you're feeling like it's so tame.
Yeah. Mm. Like not even tame, but just like, cause tame is not the word I would use. More just like, like I've seen it before.
Totally.
Yeah.
I felt like they were sort of pulling from 9.5 weeks in the weirdest way too. A little bit.
Oh, I don't know it, but.
Old. It's probably Mickey Rourke, Kim Basinger. It's a classic.
Okay.
You should watch that.
Okay.
That's
I'll put it on the list.
A darker and like a little more abusive.
Yeah.
But it was that same way of like him like sort of like being like, you'll do it and you'll like it.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, I don't really want to. And then she doesn't. She's like, I mean, she's definitely into it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I need you to watch it because I need you to weigh in on it. I'm like, that was good. But I also like felt very like my kids walked into the room a few times. I'm like, ah, pass, pass, pass. Yeah, I was like, you can't watch this.
I saw
it.
I saw the trailer and I was like, this is a lot.
I saw it in a theater in my husband's hometown of Elmhurst, Illinois, which was not the right move. It was just like,
Connie, do you think he's hot?
I think I need to watch it. Not off the bat.
Can you,
I don't
can
know.
You do a search on, Harris Dickinson, Triangle of Sadness.
Oh, he did.
Okay, great.
He looks good.
That's Pete.
He looks good
that's
laying peaked. There like, yeah.
Yeah, I there's guess this, like, so. I mean, this, like, he's got a lot of things working in his favor. Like
there's
height.
This like trend with movies now with like Harris Dickinson, Drew Starkey. It's these like twonky white boys.
Yeah.
It's like
what's
the
twonky
trend
mean?
Now. Like not like a, like an
not
older
like a twink.
Like yeah. a hunkier twink.
Like, so you're not, your twink would imply you're really young.
Yeah, or young looking. Like, Timothée Chalamet is not twunk territory. He's still in,
he's a
securely
twink. He's
in twink
like,
he'll
very,
always
very
be
lean.
Though, because he yes. just, like, that's, I don't think he'll ever totally.
I listened to your episode about him and
Kylie. Yeah.
And
how do you feel about it?
I feel like there was confusion on your end about. About why they, about why they're
on
together.
Our end often,
yeah,
okay.
About why they're together.
Yeah.
I think it's very clear.
Okay,
I think Timothée Chalamet is a fuckboy. Just like very clearly
a
fuckboy.
I've heard that he, like prior to
really?
Like, mm-hmm. like for Dune 1, like prior to that, he was like, he would sleep with everybody.
He looks, he doesn't look like it, but you know, when he was on Game Day.
What's
like,
Game Day?
You know, NFL Game Day, like, or not NFL, but for college sports, you know, the game, the thing that they aired, that little talk show that they do before college sports.
Oh.
He was on.
Oh, so he's like more dude than we think.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because he seems so like flamboyant. Like I mean, like he's trying, like almost like how Harry Styles, like with like the no shirt and the like, I'm like very like feminine.
Yeah. And I feel like he's torn between those worlds.
Yeah.
But
you think he's more of a meathead
than
we
think? If you
see
him on College Game Day, like he's like talking about his teams, all of this stuff. Like,
but then he's wearing like the weirdest.
He dated Lily Rose Depp.
Wait, can you look up the picture of them kissing in the... Can you look up the picture of them kissing on the yacht?
Wow.
Who?
Lily Rose Depp and Timothée Chalamet.
Was it hot?
This is how you can tell. No, hot is not the word I would use.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait. Okay, so I see it, but what...
Where he's like open mouth.
Yeah,
like,
you can tell what.
That like, he's like there was... Like he's... He she's resuscitating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Why?
What was her name? There, like he's just like... He's not like a tender like, oh, like let's cuddle under the stars. He's like, I'm going to open mouth kiss you in front of these paparazzi. Like he is, I feel like he's very Leonardo DiCaprio-ish.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Where it's like.
So interesting.
He's so you such think a, he'll always be downgrading for, not, I mean, or upgrading for like a younger girl?
Probably.
Yeah.
But also like, I think Kylie makes so much sense. Because
so do you think, if you had to say, do you think he'll break up with Kylie or she'll break up with him?
I think he'll break up with her for sure.
Really?
Yeah. 100%. And he, because it's like, I think everybody lets their everybody lets their guard down with him because he's such a great actor. He's such has such great projects.
Yeah.
But like, you forget that
who's
he's
that?
Like a 28-year-old man who's like has girls throwing their thongs at him. You know what I mean? So he's like gonna take advantage of that. Like
it.
He's gonna have the girl on his arm who's like the most, you know, attention grabbing. Yes.
Yeah,
I was at
I
NYU.
Heard, so my He's a little bit older than, but my oldest nephew is now out of college too and was saying that he was like, he would like, was spreading STDs. All
yeah.
Time. Jesus.
I mean, if I went to NYU and if you're not spreading chlamydia, you're not getting your money's worth.
Yeah.
But he
can
was
can you get rid of that? Is that like something that you're like living with forever?
No, that's
like,
syphilis.
Is that better than HPV?
That's syphilis. Right? Syphilis is the one that you're
do
with
Do men
forever?
Get HPV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, men to men, like, that's... I guess you're right.
HPV, though, in men is not detected. Is not... You don't feel it.
Unless you get cancer from it, right?
Yeah,
some people can.
But, then you're
okay,
like...
Wait, did you see Bones and All?
Yes. One of my,
where have you been all one my life? Really,
one
been?
Of my really good friends was
Cody doesn't watch this weird shit with me. Do you like weird shit?
Cody, it's weird.
It's weird. This disturbed me, but also made me like kind of fall in love with him. I don't know why. He looks
is
really
this
scary.
Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah. Like, I don't
does
know.
Does he eat bones in this?
Yeah.
He eats people.
Yeah.
There's a, I feel like you like crazy shit.
No, she's not as there's dark. A scene, okay, she's, like, I'm like weird, like horror, thriller, or sci-fi.
Got it.
She is not.
There's a scene where he's like trying to lure, I'm going to spoil a scene.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm never going
to spoil it. He's trying to lure prey. So he finds like this guy in a, I guess a bar or something, brings him out to the field. The guy starts blowing him.
Yeah.
And while he's blowing him, he like, tears his head off and starts eating him.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he eats the bones too.
Yeah.
And this is a girl he met that also is into the same thing. I don't know why. It's the creepiest thing. I almost wish I hadn't. If I could unsee this movie, I would. But it made me like, I felt like that to me gave him this weird like indie cred where I was like, you are like.
He's picking really interesting stuff. I think that's what separates him from like a, Aaron Taylor Johnson.
My face is getting bad again.
Ugh.
Uh-oh. While we sit here?
Yeah.
Because of the champagne?
It's the champagne.
It's the champagne. It's
we've
champagne.
Proven it.
Lancer.
Oh, God. By the way, I want the name of your dermatologist.
Did you see pictures of him? No?
No, I didn't.
Oh
but
my
I,
God,
but
he's epic.
I want one who's going to tell me something other than take a cold shower.
That guy.
Oh, I'm sorry, because he just rapped on Big Brother.
We have a bunch, and we'll give them all to you.
Oh, that's
because,
great.
Because we have had... We have a great one, Nancy Semolaitis, Dr. Nancy Semolaitis, who owns Facile, who's come on. She's super smart. She cured my most recent face thing. And Cotty's been to like three really great ones, which you like
this
all
one's
of them.
Legit,
yeah, I could tell.
This guy, like, I'm scared of.
I see the excitement in your eyes.
But what
about
are
him.
You wanting to like, do? Are you wanting to do like?
I just have really bad eczema.
Okay, so you're not like trying to do like
acne.
Procedures.
No,
like, okay.
No.
Well, I mean,
where's
we
your
some,
eczema?
Like chemical peels while we're at it.
What procedures have
it's
you
like
done?
It's like mostly here.
What procedures have you done?
No, I'm kidding. I haven't. I got it. So I got a, I had a deviated septum,
okay.
like a real
oh,
deviated
you got a
septum.
Nose job?
And I asked, I was like, while you're in there, can you just like pinch it up a little bit? Because I have a short, round Filipino nose. And the doctor, my ENT, was like, oh, absolutely. I have to bring in a plastic surgeon to like do it. And I'm like, oh, that's too much work.
Oh, I like your nose.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't think you need to do anything to it.
Thank you. I want to just like,
I guess you're right. I guess.
Wanted, like a Michael Jackson.
Pinch it out a little bit. You know what I mean?
Wait, that's interesting. So everyone who says that they had a they had the nose job because of the deviated septum. So that you still have to have the two
different doctors. Yeah. Is that not true?
No, that makes sense. If you're, unless you don't really need to fix the septum.
Yeah. I have a really good friend who got a
Why
nose job
at
and,
him?
It's,
you
and
think
it's
he's
great.
Lying?
No, but I think there are doctors that exist that can
do both.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you're an ENT and so many people keep asking, you're like, I might as well get the accreditation.
No,
so
I want this. I want two guys. I want the special. I don't want to like when I have a facelift, which I will in like probably 5 years. I want a guy who only does faces. I do not want anyone who does anything with boobs or tummy tucks or lipo or anything.
Do
like
you
that.
Know any the people who you know who did the same thing? Was it good? Do you know, Cotty?
What
the what? Person? The person who got the procedure with the one doctor, was it good? Did it turn out?
Oh,
well?
with the septum and the nose job?
It was gorgeous.
So, girl or
maybe
guy?
They need his number too,
Dr. Paul Nassif.
Girl or guy?
No, I don't know. I've never known, but I mean,
what do you mean?
I don't know someone personally that has had a nose job per se.
Oh yeah, on botched, she does that all the time.
He does it all the time.
Tom Nassif, yeah.
Like, I think if you go to a really good plastic surgeon that specializes in noses.
But it's not an ENT who's going to do a nose job.
Oh God, no. That's like my 600-pound life when Dr. Now is like, I'll do your skin removal. And he just starts stapling the stomach and you're like,
I've he's never, like, do you know who this she's talking about?
Yeah.
Of course he does.
Yes.
He's like, he gets on his apple like, box because he's so little. And then he's like,
stop it.
And it's then like he the just, trimmers,
he,
like,
yeah, hedge trimmers. And then he just throws the skin and then staples it. And I'm like, could we not have gone to a plastic surgeon for this?
Oh my God. I have a friend who got a nose job. It was like a COVID thing where he's like, we're in COVID. I might as well get
a good
nose job.
I mean, right?
It's so good because... And this is, I guess, with every plastic surgery, people are like, you look good. I can't put my finger on why, but you look good.
Yeah.
And that's why. Because his nose job was so subtle. Mm-hmm. People just like clock that something's different.
I mean, I'm not going to need a nose job because Accutane shrinks your nose.
Shut up.
No, we looked this up. It shrinks the sebum and the like it. So basically the oil production. So it appears shrinks smaller. It doesn't.
Whatever.
And it makes your lips bigger.
Guys, I need to go on Accutane.
Go on the sober train with me.
Oh, I mean, I could. It's easier for me.
Why?
Because I drink less. I don't have a cocktail a night.
We
drink a
lot. Well, you're just assuming I drink a ton. You're like, it's going to be easier
for me. You
said
a cocktail a night.
Oh, fine.
I drink the most of all of you.
Easily.
Yeah.
Doesn't
even know me.
I think you do. For sure.
Definitely more than you. Easily.
We spent some time together. I can clock.
He doesn't even know me. I love you.
I mean,
you're clocking me. I'm better looking than Katia. I drink more than her.
Everyone feels I'm more accessible. The gays.
The gays.
All right. Don't worry about it.